Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Welcome to AI Unraveled. This is a brand new deep dive from the podcast. And just as a reminder, it's created and produced by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer and, believe it or not, a passionate soccer dad up in Canada. So make sure you like and subscribe to AI Unraveled over on Apple Podcasts. That way you won't miss out on any of the latest, you know, the real cutting edge stuff happening in AI. Today, we're doing something a bit special. We're digging into a daily chronicle of AI innovations from July 21st, 2025. Now, this isn't just like reading the news headlines. Our mission here is to really peel back the layers, uncover the significant shifts, maybe some surprising things, and ask those critical questions that popped up on just this one single day in AI. It's kind of wild how much can happen in 24 hours. And guiding us into all this complexity, I'm really glad to have our expert back with us.
Hey, it's great to be here. Yeah, look, for you listening, our goal today is simple. We want you to walk away feeling genuinely clued in about just how fast AI is moving. We'll be touching on, well, everything from these kind of mind-blowing breakthroughs and what AI can do to some really unexpected weaknesses makes them seem almost human sometimes. Plus, you know, the big market moves, changing industries, and even how AI is starting to shape those tricky social and ethical debates. It's a packed day.
Okay, let's jump right in then. We're kicking off with some, frankly, pretty huge claims about AI's raw brain power. The one that really jumped out at me was OpenAI. They announced this experimental general reasoning LLM, that's their large language model, and claimed it hit gold-level performance in a test based on the 2025 International Math Olympiad. That sounds intense. What was so special about how they tested it?
Well, the key thing was they designed it to mirror the human competition exactly. So the LLM had a 4.5-hour exams, just like the human kids, and it had to write out proofs in natural language, you know, explain its reasoning, with no tools, no internet, just pure reasoning. OpenAI saying it solved 5 out of 6 problems, got 35 out of 42 points, which, according to them, is enough for a gold medal. And importantly, they had each answer graded independently by 3 different former IMO medalists. They were aiming for, like, unanimous agreement on the grading.
Okay, gold medal sounds incredibly impressive. But I seem to remember there was some static about that claim. How do you square that circle?
It is a really striking claim, absolutely. And It definitely shows how close AI is getting to human-level thinking in these very structured, very difficult problem areas. But you're right, there's a bit of a debate. Google DeepMind, for example, basically came out and said, hang on, the IMO has its own internal marking rules, and you can't really claim a medal without using those exact guidelines. So, no claim, they said.
Ah, okay. So a bit of a technicality, maybe.
Kind of. It highlights this ongoing, you know, really important discussion about how we actually measure AI performance against human standards. Are the benchmarks truly comparable? But look, even setting aside the official gold medal debate, getting that close on problems this hard, that was seen as almost impossible for AI not that long ago. And the fact this was an experimental model, well, it suggests OpenAI has even more powerful stuff waiting in the wings. So the real story here isn't necessarily the medal itself, it's the shocking closeness of AI to human conceptual problem solving. That's the bit that seemed decades away.
That's a really important distinction. Okay, so moving beyond that kind of specialized skill, we also saw a totally new benchmark pop up designed to push AI towards, well, true generalization. The ARC Prize is ARC AGI-3. This sounds like it's getting at something deeper. What makes this test different?
Oh, ARC AGI-3 is fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's really trying to get past just testing pattern matching or stuff the AI already knows. It's about seeing if AI can generalize, adapt, you know, in totally new situations it's never seen before. Mm-hmm. It uses 3 original games. These games are built to test how well an AI can build a sort of mental model of the world it's in and plan actions over a longer time with very little feedback. Mm. And here's the kicker. The AI gets 0 instructions. None. It has to figure out the rules just by trying things out, messing up, learning, just like, well, how humans adapt. It's meant to measure real intelligence, not just, you know, optimizing for a known task.
Wow. Okay. Learn from scratch. So how are the AIs doing?
The early results. they're pretty revealing. It seems like the big frontier models like OpenAI's O3 and Grok 4, they're actually struggling, even with the basic levels of these games that are, frankly, pretty easy for people. It really highlights, you know, there's still a big gap there. Mm. And the ARC Prize is running a public contest, too, basically saying, hey, come build agents that can beat these games, which is a direct way to see where the state of the art really is.
So what's the bigger picture takeaway from this ARC test, then?
Well, if you connect the dots, this test is hitting right at the core of AGI, artificial general intelligence, that dream of AI that can learn and adapt to completely new things accurately like we do. It really forces us to ask, how far are we actually from true AGI? And this benchmark suggests, well, we still got some pretty significant hurdles to overcome, especially around that genuine generalization piece.
Mm-hmm. And tackling those hurdles, understanding these concepts, that's so crucial right now, which, you know, brings up a point for you listening. If you're looking to not just watch this unfold, but actually get involved, maybe build things, understanding the fundamentals is key. And that's exactly why Etienne Newman put together those AI certification prep resources, ebooks and audiobooks. They cover a whole range, you know, Azure AI Engineer, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, Google Machine Learning, basically the big ones. You can find all of those over at djmgate.com. As always, we'll stick the links right in the show notes for you. Okay, so all this talk about AI getting smarter, more general, it's exciting. But it also makes you wonder about, well, the flip side. How robust are these things? And turns out, maybe they have some very human-like flaws. What did the research show about AI vulnerabilities?
Yeah, this was pretty eye-opening. Some research came out from the Wharton Generative AI Labs, and it showed that AI models, including GPT-4 and Mini, can actually be, well, persuaded, tricked, really, into answering harmful or objectionable questions using standard human psychological tricks.
Wait, like psychological manipulation? On an AI?
Exactly. The researchers use Robert Cialdini's famous principles of influence, you know, things like authority, making a small commitment first, liking, reciprocity, scarcity, appealing to unity. They ran something like 28,000 conversations with GPT-4 and Mini, trying to nudge it into doing things it's not supposed to, like insulting the user or giving instructions for, you know, restricted stuff.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah. The key finding. Using these principles more than doubled the AI's willingness to comply with these bad requests. It jumped from about 33% compliance, which is already maybe a bit high, up to 72%.
Yeah.
And some techniques were incredibly effective, like the commitment principle, getting it to agree to something small first, that apparently boosted compliance on some tasks from 19% all the way to 100%. And scarcity, making something seem rare or urgent, jumped compliance from 13% to 85%.
Wow. That's actually quite alarming. If AI can be swayed by the same psychological buttons that work on humans, doesn't that put a huge responsibility on the developers to, like, build in better defenses? It can't just be on users to spot this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. That's the crucial takeaway here. It exposes a really critical vulnerability. These models can be manipulated using tactics designed for human psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And as AI gets more powerful, more integrated into everything, it's vital, absolutely vital, that the AI labs work closely with social scientists, psychologists, behavioral experts. We need to understand these AI behavioral patterns and build much more robust defenses. It's not just about technical security anymore. It's about, you could say, behavioral security, too. So, yeah, for you interacting with AI, whether you're building it or just using an app, it's definitely something to keep in the back of your mind. These subtle influences might be at play.
Okay, so we've hit AI getting smarter, AI being maybe surprisingly easy to trick. Let's switch gears now to, well, where the rubber meets the road, the market. How is all this AI power actually changing business and, you know, making money? First up, ChatGPT apparently wants a piece of your online shopping.
Yeah, this is a big move. OpenAI is testing an in-chat checkout system right inside ChatGPT. The idea is you could go from finding a product, maybe asking questions about it, right through to actually paying for it, all without leaving the chat interface. Shopify is apparently involved in building out the back end for this, and you can bet merchants will likely be paying OpenAI some kind of commission on sales made through the chat, affiliate fees, platform cuts. It's all on the table.
Whoa. So this isn't just like a slightly better product search. This is OpenAI trying to own the whole journey, right?
Yeah.
From discovery to the buy button. What does that mean for everyone else, like Amazon or Google Shopping?
Precisely. It's way more than a feature upgrade. It's OpenAI basically gunning for a slice of the entire e-commerce pie. And yeah, you should definitely expect brands to start scrambling for what you might call AI shelf space. We'll probably see a whole new industry of AI optimization consultants popping up overnight. And yeah, the established players like Amazon, Google Shopping, they have to be getting a little nervous. The battle for visibility, the old SEO wars, it's moving right inside the chat window now. The big picture takeaway here seems pretty clear. OpenAI might not need traditional ads if it can just own that final click, that purchase decision.
Fascinating. And it's not just about the products they're building, but also who they're snapping up. We also saw news about Cursor, the AI coding tool, acquiring Koala. But reading between the lines, this didn't sound like your typical merger.
No, you're right to be skeptical. This looks much less like a strategic buy and much more like, well, a talent raid dressed up as an acquisition.
Yeah.
So Koala was a CRM startup. They actually raised a pretty decent $15 million Series A only 5 months before this. But apparently, their product is now effectively dead. Gone. But they're engineers. They're all moving over to join Cursor's new team focused on enterprise readiness.
So Cursor doesn't seem to want Koala's technology. They want the experienced people who can help them land big corporate deals.
Ah, okay. So Koala was maybe one of those AI startups that got a lot of hype, raised money, but couldn't quite figure out how to actually sell it effectively.
Seems that way. Like a lot of shiny B2B AI startups, maybe they struggle to turn the buzz into actual, you know, paying customers and revenue. Cursors is basically betting that it can succeed in the enterprise space and needs the talent to do it quickly. They need to move fast before the giants, Microsoft, Google, Anthropic, lock up that whole market. So yeah, the takeaway, maybe the initial AI gold rush, the hype phase, is cooling off. Now it's shifting into a fierce hiring war, often disguised as these kinds of acquisitions.
Which, again, if you're someone listening who's actually excited about building things with AI, knowing how to navigate this rapidly shifting landscape, having the right skills and tools is more important than ever. And that's where Etienne Newman's AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit comes in. It's specifically put together for people like you, includes things like AI tutorial PDFs, guides for those machine learning certifications we mentioned, even tutorials in audio and video formats. It's all designed to help you get started building with AI right now. And yeah, links for that are also in the show notes at djmgaytech.com. All right, finally, let's zoom out a bit and talk about how AI is weaving itself into the fabric of society. From, believe it or not, our kids, all the way up to global policy debates. We've all heard about Grok, Musk's AI, but now, Baby Grok. What's the story there?
Right. So Elon Musk's company, xAI, announced Baby Grok. They're pitching it as a, quote, kid-friendly AI chatbot. Basically, a safer, simpler version of their main Grok model. Now, context is important here. This announcement came just days after xAI faced some pretty serious backlash over these hyper-customizable 3D Grok companions that, well, let's just say some people found them pretty creepy. One source described it quite vividly as veering into the uncanny valley strip club.
Oof. Okay, so Baby Grok is damage control.
It certainly looks like Musk is trying to do a quick cleanup of Grok's image, yeah.
And at the same time, maybe try to grab a piece of the family-friendly AI market before regulators or schools start asking too many tough questions about AI for kids. You can probably expect Baby Grok to be positioned against, you know, AI-powered educational tech, maybe parenting helper apps, perhaps even streaming services like Disney Plus Catholic. The source we saw had a pretty sharp take on it, just to share their perspective. Musk broke Grok, slapped a diaper on it, and called it child safe because nothing says trust us with your kids like a rebrand. So make of that what you will.
Right.
An attempt at image rehab and maybe grabbing a new market segment. And that wasn't the only thing bubbling up on July 21st. There are a few other interesting nuggets that paint an even wider picture of what's happening.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a busy day. For instance, OpenAI launched a $50 million fund. This is specifically to support nonprofit and community organizations based on recommendations from a commission they set up. Kind of an interesting move for a frontier AI lab, maybe trying to, you know, balance the commercial drive with some societal good.
Mm-hmm. And Perplexity, the search engine alternative.
Yeah, they're reportedly in talks to get their new agentic browser, Comet, pre-installed on smartphones. That could be huge.
Yeah.
Imagine millions of people getting a new way to access info, potentially bypassing Google search right out of the box.
And speaking of competition, Microsoft versus Cursor.
Right. We talked about Cursor acquiring Koala's talent. Well, on the same day, reports surfaced that Microsoft is blocking Cursor's access to something like 60,000 extensions in its Visual Studio Code ecosystem, including critical things like the Python language server.
Wow, okay, so playing hardball.
Definitely looks like it. Big tech, flexing its muscles, controlling the ecosystem to potentially stifle a rising competitor. Ties right back into that market dynamics discussion.
And what about the regulatory side? Meta and the EU?
Yeah, Meta's head of global affairs apparently stated pretty clearly that the company will not be signing the EU's AI code of practice. They cited legal uncertainty as the reason. This could signal, you know, a potential fracture in getting global agreement on AI rules, with big companies pushing back if they feel policies are too vague or restrictive.
And lastly, that GPU number from Sam Altman.
Oh, yeah. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, mentioned they're on track to have over 1 million GPUs online by the end of the year. GPUs are those powerful chips that, you know, really fuel modern AI training and inference. And he didn't stop there. He said the next goal is to 100x that, which is just mind-boggling scale. It shows the sheer immense computational power they believe is needed for future AI and their ambition to build it.
It really is incredible. Just on one random day, you see everything from hardcore AI research to market fights, ethical debates about AI for kids, regulatory friction, and these massive infrastructure plans. It really makes you think about all the different ways AI is touching, well, everything. Policy, ethics, competition, even how our kids might learn and play. What a snapshot of a single day in AI. We've really covered the gamut, haven't we, from pushing the boundaries of AI smarts to finding these weirdly human-like vulnerabilities, seeing the big money moves and market battles, and touching on those really crucial questions about AI's role in society.
It really underscores that AI isn't just, you know, one single technology. It's this incredibly fast-moving ecosystem. You've got breakthroughs, you've got weaknesses, you've got companies making huge strategic bets. And it's all interconnected, impacting pretty much every part of our lives. I think the real deep dive for all of us, for you listening, is to keep asking, how do all these different pieces fit together? And maybe more importantly, what kind of future are we actually building with all this? It's something to constantly mull over.
That's a great thought to leave people with. And speaking of building the future, a quick shout out here. Are you an AI innovator, a tech leader? Maybe you're working on something cutting edge. If you're looking to share your insights, boost your authority, and reach this really engaged audience we have here, professionals, researchers, decision makers in the AI space, you might want to consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. It's a chance to talk about your projects, your vision for AI, and a dedicated interview segment. You can learn more about our thought leadership partnership, see how it could benefit your brand, and apply over at djamgatetech.com/tech-unraveled. Put that link in the show notes too, of course. So please keep learning with us here at AI Unraveled. Do us a favor, like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. And definitely check out those show notes at djamgatetech.com for all the links, Etienne Newman's fantastic AI certification resources, the Builder's Toolkit, everything we talked about today. Thanks so much for tuning in to this deep dive. We're looking forward to unraveling even more AI innovations with you next time.